Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Europe. The European Union is ready for more military action under the EU flag in 2007. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The European Union's top diplomat, Javier Solana, stated in Brussels recently that after the European Union military success in the Congo this last year, the European Union is ready for more military action under the EU flag in 2007 with Kosovo, Bosnia, Lebanon, and Afghanistan at the top of its defense agenda for the next 6 months. The European Union is now ready for the beginning of a European army, a permanently standing EU force that could number in the thousands and is already replacing NATO forces in some areas of our world. Apart from building up battlegroup capacity, the German European Union presidency will focus on managing the EU-dominated force in Lebanon, the peacekeeping force to be a buffer between Hezbollah and Israel. And that's the latest in world news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The buildup of the European Union military forces to develop a standing battle group in Europe is in sync with the scenario found in Bible prophecy for the revival of the old Roman Empire. Think about this. For several years now, the European Union has been working towards putting in place a military operation for its member states, at first as a peacekeeping force, but ultimately as a permanent combat-ready fighting force. A key component to this ambition is the major peacekeeping force administering the ceasefire in Lebanon. This report sounds as if it is directly from the pages of Bible prophecy. Daniel chapter 7, verses 23 to 25 reveals that the revived Roman Empire will emerge out of the Gentile world of Europe with the Antichrist as its leader. Daniel chapter 7, verse 38 says this Antichrist will honor the God of forces, a phrase describing the power of a military force. Revelation 17 prophesies of the revived Roman Empire as the leader of world events during the first half of the tribulation period. The efforts to develop a standing army in Europe beginning in 2007 is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...